The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, there is an event coming up at the Roseburg VA later this week. We're going to talk about that right now. Dr. Dan Neal is the Chief of Pharmacy at the VA. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So how long have you been doing pharmacy?
I've been in pharmacy actually 30 years now. In August will be my 30th year as a VA pharmacist.
So what got you interested in the world of pharmacy?
I was always a math and science guy, and as I was going through college and was interested in chemistry, and then had a friend suggested pharmacy to me, and I actually volunteered at the VA in San Diego to get a taste of it and enjoyed it, and I've definitely enjoyed my career.
What is maybe the top thing you like about it?
I would say working with the patients and helping them get what they need to improve their health is my number one goal and the thing I enjoy.
I imagine pharmacists, you probably do a lot of reading too.
Lots of reading, lots of continuing education to stay up on things. But it's more of a lifestyle than a job, almost.
Wow. Well, and obviously so much has changed. I mean, even just the devices you use or how medications are kept or separated, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Things have gotten so automated. We have a filling robot at our VA here in Roseburg that we have our top like 250 medications in. The VA in general is one of the leaders in automation. We have our centralized mail out pharmacy that we actually use in Phoenix, Arizona, that is completely barcoded and automated. It is a sight to behold. I visited the one in Chicago a few years back. But yeah, it's a sight to behold, and they do a lot. They do about 500,000 prescriptions a day at our centralized mail-out pharmacies.
Wow, I had no idea. That's amazing. Yeah. So there's a special thing happening on Saturday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're happy to be participating in the DEA National Drug Take-Back, Prescription Drug Take-Back events. These happen every 6 months in April and in October. The first one we did on campus was last October, where we actually took in, we've been doing it in Roseburg and at our Eugene campus. Each campus in October took in approximately 100 pounds of unneeded prescription drugs. And so April 22nd, this Saturday, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., will be the next event, once again, both in Roseburg and on our Eugene campus. And we've really tried to make it convenient. We have set up so it is a drive-through event, so you don't even have to get out of your car. Gather up your old unneeded prescriptions, and come on through. They said it'll be a drive-through. You could just drop them off and continue on your way. This is also a very big patient safety event. Studies have shown that about 75% of people who misuse prescription drugs actually get them from family or friends. And young kids, unfortunately, sometimes take them from their parents and grandparents' medication cabinets. And so it's important to get those out of the house if you're not taking them anymore.
You know, over the years, as this event has been going on, I've talked to different folks from Douglas Interagency Narcotics Team or some of the other law enforcement agencies and talked about the theft from that, even cases where people are maybe aware of what a neighbor takes. And if they've got, their drug issues and habits, breaking into somebody's house just to take the medication that's in there because of what it might be in particular. And it seems like it really exacerbates behaviors that just aren't good when these medications are available.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We hear stories about theft and situations just like that quite frequently. Also, there's the fact of a lot of times people keep old prescriptions to take later on, but just because it worked once, and a classic story is an antibiotic. One antibiotic does not work for every infection. And so sometimes people, and it's really important to finish your antibiotics. And so first of all, you shouldn't have any left over, but even if you do, to save it, to take for another time, it doesn't mean that it's going to work. So it's really important. Again, one is obviously take your medications as prescribed. But if you're not taking anymore, and of course the big scary ones are the pain medications, unless they're being prescribed in smaller quantities kind of because of this. But those are obviously the ones that get people into more trouble because they are more dangerous medications.
Wow. Yeah, it's certainly an ongoing problem. It seems to be worsening in a lot of ways. So if somebody wants to do that and get some of the things out of their house, or maybe has just kept them too long and realizes, because isn't there an element to it with some of these that, as maybe I'm not drawing the parallel exactly correct, but it's sort of like outdated food. I mean, there's some medications that they are going to do what they're going to do for a period of time, right?
Exactly. So usually they all have expiration dates. Some medications can actually become, such as tetracycline, could actually, if it expires, it could actually converts to a medication that could be toxic to us. And so another reason not to keep them. The other thing I do want to mention, if folks don't want to wait the 6 months, there are pharmacies. We have at our Roseburg campus and our Eugene campus, we have medication disposal bins that patients could come in. People come in, put their medications in. Looks like a big mailbox. It's very secure that we do. But there are ones throughout the town. I did a quick list. It looks like Albertsons, Thrifty, Safeway, Valley Drugs in Winston, Gordon Pharmacy in Canyonville. This is just to name a few. Are listed as having the public disposal locations, and these could also be found by going on to DEA.gov website, or just searching prescription drug disposal, and you'd be able to find locations where they have these disposal bins.
So again, 10-2 on Saturday, and does it matter which entrance of the VA people come in?
Be best to come in through the Garden Valley entrance, and it's going to be, for those that know the VA, it's going to be where the urgent care, ambulatory care covered area is, so you could just drive through, and if it was raining, it would be covered. And we're going to try to have signs out to direct people. In Eugene, it's going to be, we have a big circular driveway in the front of the Eugene building, and so it's going to be right there at the circular driveway. So Roseburg, come in through the Garden Valley entrance.
All right, Roseburg VA Chief of Pharmacy, Dr. Dan Neal, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
8:39 at the Morning Report.